Hello, my name is Abhishek Hirmajani and I'm from the Azure Site Recovery product team. In the first video of this four-part video series, I walked you through the process of setting up your source and target infrastructure components and also creating a replication policy when you intend to replicate Hyper-V virtual machines from your on-premises data center to Azure. In this video, I'll walk you through the process of enabling protection for your Hyper-V virtual machines. Before we get started, here is a prerequisite for you to keep in consideration. We strongly recommend that you perform ASR deployment planning and specifically Azure storage planning before you get started. Once your infrastructure setup is complete, you can start enabling protection using the replicate option on the recovery services vault. You could also use the site recovery getting started to complete the enable protection. I'm going to use step 2 of the site recovery getting started to replicate my Hyper-V virtual machines from my on-premises data center to Azure. In step 1, I specify the source as the Fabricam site that I created in the first video. In step 2, I specify the target settings for recovery. I select an Azure subscription that I want to use for the virtual machines post-recovery. I also select a resource group that I want my virtual machines to failover into. I've already chosen Resource Manager as the deployment model. Further, I also specify an Azure Standard Storage account that will be used to replicate my virtual machine data. We expect to add support for premium storage very soon when replicating Hyper-V virtual machines to Azure. Finally, I also select an Azure network that meets the recovery needs for my application. I then start selecting the Hyper-V virtual machines that I want to protect to Azure. In this case, I'm using a SharePoint farm which has three tiers, the app, the database, and the web. With the virtual machine selected, I'm ready to start configuring properties. As a first step, I need to specify the OS type for my virtual machines. I'm going to select Windows since all my virtual machines are running the Windows operating system. I also get to specify the OS disk for my virtual machines. In this case, the correct OS disk is already selected. I then get the option to exclude disks from replication that I do not intend to replicate to Azure. On one of my virtual machines, I have a tempdb disk that I do not want ASR to replicate. I simply go ahead and uncheck that disk. Finally, I need to ensure that the virtual machine target name meets the requirements set by Azure. Specifically, it cannot contain any special characters. I'm going to go ahead and remove the underscore character from the three virtual machine names. Now that I've configured the properties, I'm ready to move to the final step of enable protection. In the final step of enable protection, I select the Fabricam policy that I created in my first video. This policy meets the replication and recovery service level objectives of my organization. Once I click on enable replication, ASR will initiate the protection jobs and I'll be able to track detailed progress. It takes only a few minutes for the enable protection jobs to complete successfully. At this point of time, my virtual machine will start replicating to Azure. You could also defer the initial replication by specifying an initial replication window in the replication policy. Once the virtual machine replication is completed successfully, I can see that I now have three replicated items listed on my recovery services vault. I can also see that the replication health is okay and my virtual machines are actively replicating to Azure. With that, I'm done with the process of enabling protection for my virtual machine. Please note that the time it takes to replicate your virtual machines to Azure depends on the size of the virtual machine on-premises and also on the replication bandwidth that you have configured to Azure. We strongly recommend that you use the ASR deployment planner so that you have the right guidance before you get started. In my next video, I'll walk you through the process of creating a recovery plan, performing non-disruptive testing using the ASR test failover, and performing a planned failover to Azure. Thank you.